You cleaned yourself up. And somebody taught you to do that. And in order for you to be clean, you had to follow what they taught you. Is that right? But see, we follow people. We just don't want to follow the people that's going to lead us in the right direction. But it's easy for us to follow the people that'll lead us in the wrong direction. Now, there was a time where only where black people didn't have tattoos all over their body. You turn on the TV, right? You see 50 Cent, he got a big tattoo just all on his back, right? All on the arm, leg, in places we can't even name, right? And that's supposed to be the style now. But who are you following? Did we originate that? Or is that something that we saw whites do and now we imitate them? Now, there was a time where a black man wouldn't even wear an earring. I grew up in a time like that. And if you were an earring, we called you a faggot. That's just how it was when I was growing up. You in no way did a young man want to be feminine at all. But now, right? But now who are we following? You got brothers with two earrings, right? You got them with earrings all up the ear. You got them with earrings in their nose, brothers and sisters, right? Earrings in their tongue, right? Coming through the lip. And you talk about our African brothers and sisters. But every day we looking more and more like them, the ones that we criticize. I don't want to go to Africa. They be walking around naked, got earrings all over the place. Well, wait a minute. Last time I went outside, I saw a sister walking down the street naked. Might as well have been naked, right? Earrings all over the place, tattoos all over the body, right? So how can you criticize our African brothers and sisters and we looking just like them, right? And our people in Africa, the majority of them don't live like that. See, the enemy puts on television the Africans that live out in the country, right? So you will think, well, all black people in Africa live like that. But if you have ever traveled by car from Chicago to any of the other major cities, you know that most of this country is not like Chicago. It's farmland, is that right? But the enemy doesn't put the farmer on television and show, well, this is how all Americans live, right? You got 20 million homeless people in America. They don't put the homeless people on TV and say, this is how Americans live, right? When they promote Chicago as a tourist attraction, you don't see them under Wacker Drive with the homeless, do you?
No, sir.
But they will promote the brother and sister in Africa that may wear the grass skirt, so you think that all blacks in Africa live like that when they don't. But we got earrings everywhere, in the nose, in the navel, right? In places I can't even name. Now, who are we following when we perm our hair? Who are we following on that? Are we following the original black man? When we go get the Bantu perm and lay that bad boy in there? Is that who we following? Or are we following white people and want to be more like them? Come on, talk to me. Now, you got our Asian sisters right now. Our Asian sisters right now are getting skin whitening cream because they want to be lighter than they are, and they're almost white. But that's not good enough because they want to be white. You following what I'm saying? And we were the same way. And some of us are still the same way. Some of us think that if a sister is light-skinned, she looks good. And we'll pass up a beautiful, dark-skinned sister for a light-skinned sister that may look like the bottom of your shoe. Just because you light-skinned does not mean you look good. Now, who are we following when we call ourselves pimps and hustlers, right? And thugs. Who are we following? We following the slave master, is that right? You go, if you watch Cribs, as Brother Minister pointed out, you go to these rappers' houses, they got Scarface on the wall, right? They got Lucky Luciano on the wall. They got Bugsy Siegel on the wall. They got all these white gangsters on the wall who didn't give a damn about black people. They got Al Capone on the wall. And none of these white gangsters cared anything about black people. But we follow them in their stupidity, in their evil. You don't have, what's my man's name? Not Dutch Schultz, he's white, but the brother, they made it, Bumpy Johnson. They don't have Bumpy Johnson on the wall. They don't have Nat Turner on the wall. Nat Turner was a straight up gangster. You can't get more gangster than going and getting the axe out the shed. Now you gotta keep in mind, Nat Turner was a slave, right? Just keep that in mind. This man goes and gets an axe out of the shed, rolls into the slave master's house, and chops the slave.